If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Mike Thompson RV is the best. Okay, Joey pals, it's time to talk about Liberty Trees. It's Christmas time. Trees that are freshly cut. They're not stored for months. They come from Montana and Idaho, sometimes within a day of being cut. And Liberty Trees will deliver them. Remember, there are tree stands available, and they don't leak, and they put them on for you, and they're already level, and you can reuse the tree stands year to year. They also have wreaths and garlands. They'll flock to any color. I've seen rainbow trees. I've seen black trees. I've seen pink trees. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., up to and through Christmas Day, because a lot of folks fly into town on Christmas Day and want a tree. Their lot is at 73796 San Luis Rey in Palm Desert. You can call, get this, the name of the gal who owns Liberty Trees is Sequoia. Is that a great name for a tree lady? Area code 406, that's Montana's area code, 370-5479. That's area code 406-370-5479. And Merry Christmas.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. We know this one. Rick's playing beautiful Christmas music for us. Kara, you know this one.
Silent Night.
That's it. And do you know who's
Bing Crosby?
You betcha. Yes. Yay. Let's listen. Lovely. Thanks, Rick. He hasn't tried to stump the hostess all week. Sometimes he gets real ugly.
It's a Christmas gift.
Yeah,
he
look who's at our microphones again. Kara Van Dyke. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, what's really great is that we're sort of talking about Bing Crosby. I wrote a musical play. It is performing at the Palm Canyon Theater.
Which is across the street from
Just Fabulous.
It's a conspiracy.
Yes. Well, in 2020, I wrote a play. It's called Palm Springs Getaway. And it is all about the icons and history and fun things about the fabulous things about our wonderful city in Palm Springs. And I kind of modeled it after the Road 2 movies with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. And they, you know, because they're always off on an adventure. And I thought it would, obviously, they have the ties to the desert. And we wanted to tie in everyone from Cornelia White to Elvis to Frank Sinatra, you know, and Shirley Temple and everyone who was here. Although, obviously, we can't fit in everyone. But we really try to highlight some of the remarkable people and events that happened in Palm Springs history. And it's through the eyes of our lead characters, Bob and Bing, who set off on sort of a road to adventure to Palm Springs. It's a Palm Springs getaway.
I love it. And I know you a long time, but explain to me about writing a musical.
I know. You never knew I had that in
me,
did you?
There's a song, I Got the Music in Me.
Yeah.
And you do, I guess. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, it started maybe 6 or 7 or 8 years ago. I was highly involved in the Palm Canyon Theater, both doing publicity for them, and also my kids were exceptionally involved in many, many shows as performers. And I had become friends with the co-artistic director, C. Lane, and she kept telling me about this idea of hers to do a Palm Springs historical musical. And I kept telling her, what a fabulous idea. That yes, you should absolutely do that. And I heard she was working with a writer, and then it sort of was fizzling. And she said, well, what do you think? Do you think you could write something?
I know.
And I was like, yeah, I've wanted to write a screenplay. I've started a few screenplays here and there. Because of course, at the heart of everything, I'm a writer.
Yes.
That is what I've
done.
You
always were.
But I was a journalist, and then I got into public relations. But, you know, a writer's a writer. We know how to work with words. And so I thought, oh, how fun to have a creative opportunity that could actually be produced, you know? And so I said, well, you know, I have a long weekend coming where I don't have all that much going on. Why don't I lock myself in my house and send my family off and away, and which I did. And I said, I'll come up with something. If you like it, I'll keep going. And if it's kind of falling flat, we'll just move on and say this never happened. Well, I'm happy to say that it happened. And so this was in January of 2020. And I just worked like 12 hours a day for 3 days in a row. And I came up with the outline and a lot of the dialogue and so forth. And then also it's a jukebox musical. So a lot of the songs are songs that people know. and will love and remember and have ties to Palm Springs in one way or another. And then even the songs that people do know, I wrote parody lyrics to. And so they're tunes that everybody knows, but they're specific to Palm Springs. So it makes it really fun.
I can't wait to see it. When does it open?
I know. So it is already running.
Oh, okay.
We just finished our second week of the show. And then for this run, this holiday edition, we have shows left on December 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. And like I say, it's a holiday edition, so we've mixed in some holiday songs. And I want to also note that this edition, as well as the January edition, I had a little bit of collaboration with Eric Steinsteel and C-Lane, because we did open this show originally in February of 2022, last season, technically, for the theater season. And it did fabulous. It sold out. Most of the shows sold out. It was amazing. And people really loved it. We got tons of feedback and we found out kind of what worked, what didn't work. And so we've revisited it a bit and then made this December edition holiday fun. And then it'll come back January 20th to the 29th.
Question. You're painting a really great picture. Now, am I going to recognize a Bing Crosby kind of character?
Right. So they're not, the actors are portraying these people. They're not necessarily impersonators.
Okay.
So there's obviously a distinct difference. I think there will be characters that you will definitely know, like Elvis. You know, he's got the costume. He's got
Marilyn.
The sideburns. You know, C-Lane plays a Marilyn. And
honestly,
she's a little in and out because she's so busy. So she has a part that can neither be in the show or not be in the show. So it's a surprise whether you get a Marilyn or not.
Have you ever seen her do Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend?
Yes,
remember
absolutely.
When and she did that on stage?
She does it in the show. She does it and she's brilliant,
perfect.
Right? People love her. So we want it.
Same dress. Derek Sierpinski made the dress.
He made it and it's beautiful. And she did it in the February, March run. And then she's doing Santa Baby in this, you know, in the December edition. And then in January, we're hoping that she will be back with the Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Now, of course, again, I say, you know, that one kind of comes and goes and that's what's actually really fun about this show is that we've put it together in little vignettes so that things can kind of pull out and pop back in.
It's not stagnant.
Yeah, and there's so much history to tell about the city that we want to pop things in and pull things out, bring something new in, and hopefully it'll become a regular season addition on the Palm Canyon Theater schedule.
Now, turn the page and tell me about your musical background. Did you play an instrument? Are you a singer? I mean, I know you my whole life. I knew about the writing. Tell me.
Well, I mean, again, it's a jukebox musical, so it's pretty easy to just like pull a song off of the internet or something and say, oh, I want to put Blue Suede Shoes in this show.
Okay.
But I will say, I mean, I guess my dad is actually, he's been in a rock band. He's been playing music his whole life. So music was a part of my life. What I found when I was writing the parody songs was I was really intimidated to write the first parody song. And I started with Thanks for the Memory, of course, is in the show. And then it was so fun because, again, you're just kind of playing with words.
Do you have to get some special licensing or are those all eminent domain?
We do pay royalties for most of the songs. There are a few that are in the public domain. And so, yeah, but it's a process for sure, for sure. Yes.
What's next for you?
Oh, well, yeah, this show's keeping me pretty busy. And then my two teenagers also. So I think, you know, I'd love to do more writing and maybe get back to one of those screenplays that I started many years ago.
Right.
Once both my kids are off to college.
How old are the kids now?
They are 18 and almost 17.
Because Tyler's 34.
I can't
believe that. No, it was my grandchildren.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Shelby, that you did the fabulous party for.
Oh, yes.
She's 22, 23.
Oh, my goodness.
So how old are your kids again?
They are 17. I jumped the gun. They are 16 and 18.
That's the two with shells. Goes fast, doesn't it?
It does go fast. I have one in college now and then a junior in the fabulous MTU program.
Oh, good.
And he still participates in Palm Canyon theater shows. So, yeah, we are a theater family. I did have a theater minor in college, but I never really thought I would use it. I thought I would kind of use it for the television journalism that I was into at
right.
the time. Yeah.
Well, this is so exciting. You didn't know you could do it. You did it, and you should do it again.
Thank you.
Palm Springs Getaway.
Yes.
Take two. Palm Springs Getaway, take three. I mean,
yeah.
There's so many celebrities, you could just cover it forever. How do we get tickets?
Okay, so go to palmcanyontheater.org is one way.
It's actually spelled properly, too. Palm Canyon Theater. Spell properly.
Exactly. We have the
3235123, if I remember.
That is absolutely correct. Right, right. And we are located down there on Palm Canyon Drive, 538 North Palm Canyon Drive, the corner of Alejo and Palm Canyon. And like Joey said, right across from Just Fabulous and the Chicken Ranch. And
yes. That's funny because I did Best Little Whorehouse at Palm Canyon Theater, and you keep talking about the Chicken Ranch, but it's a restaurant. It's
entirely different. Yes.
And let's see, Joey Pals, Palm Canyon always has a Thursday early show, Thursdays at 7, Friday and Saturday at 8, and the dreaded matinee on Sunday.
Sunday at 2.
Yes.
And those Sunday at 2 matinees, they sell out like crazy. And we're really lucky that lots of these shows are selling out or nearly selling out. So definitely get your tickets fast because now we have just 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th.
Is it appropriate for the whole family?
Yes, okay. Definitely. What's fun is those who are older will understand a little bit more. You know, it'll speak to them in a different way. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. Good girl.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Joey Pals, we say goodbye to Kara Van Dyke. Come back with your next venture.
I will.
Thanks for
being
here. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.